USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The governor of Kentucky says there are still over 100 people still accounted for in the aftermath of severe storms that brought tornadoes to the state. Andy Brashear saying the death count has not gone up as crews keep working through wreckage days after the storm.
It ranges now from 2 months to 98 years of the Kentuckians that we have lost, some not even getting an opportunity to experience this life.
The Democrat governor adding that Kentucky is providing emergency housing in state parks for those left without anywhere to go. An appeals court has rejected another attempt by the Biden administration to toss out the Trump-era Remain in Mexico immigration policy. The plan requires asylum seekers to wait south of the border for their court date. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
The Biden administration is tight-lipped about a possible trip next week.
Israeli officials are reporting White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is expected to visit Israel next week for discussions on Iran as negotiations continue in Vienna on a possible return to the 2015 nuclear deal. Israeli officials say he's also expected to visit Ramallah for meetings with Palestinian officials. The White House declined to comment on Sullivan's travel plans. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Today marks the one-year anniversary of a New York nurse becoming the first person in the nation to get a COVID-19 vaccine. Sandra Lindsay, an ICU nurse at Long Island Jewish Medical Center in Queens, says she felt hopeful and relieved after getting that first COVID shot. She also says she wanted to instill public confidence in the vaccine that it is safe. More than 800,000 Americans have died of COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I gotta straighten out this closet. One side.
Classic radio theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden making some bold statements regarding the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan.
President Biden boasted that he would be willing to lose his presidency over how he conducted the United States' disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. Speaking to CBS News correspondent Rita Braver.
Afghanistan. Well, I've been against that war in Afghanistan from the very beginning. We're spending $300 million a week in Afghanistan over 20 years. Now, how do you know, everybody says you could have gotten out without anybody being hurt. No one's come up with a way to ever indicate to me how that happens.
In September, Commander of U.S. Central Command General Kenneth McKenzie and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee under oath that they recommended against Joe Biden's withdrawal timeline and warned of impending collapse of the Afghan government. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
A United States Navy prosecutor claims a disgruntled sailor sets a warship on fire. In a preliminary hearing on Monday at Naval Base San Diego, Navy Commander Richard Federico accused Seaman Ryan Mays of setting the fire last July that left the USS Bonhomme Richard so damaged it was later scrapped. The defense countered, saying no DNA evidence connects Mays to the arson scene. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.